Hey, you know what? Another thing I wanted to ask you. Now, when you ask that question all the time to your audience, who in here wants to be treated like blacks? Have anybody ever stood up?
No, no. But now, at the University of Houston, Angela Davis was with me, was on the stage with me, and she uses words this long, and I use words this long because keep it simple, stupid, and that's what I do, and that's the way I am. But anyway, there was a woman in the audience who said, "Don't those black people want to get even with all of us?" I said, "What?" "Well, I'm afraid that when they get power, they're going to want to get even with us." I said, "Well, let's find out." 1,500 people in that auditorium, half of them were black. I said, "Well, every woman or man or male or female in this room who is black and who wants to get even with all white folks, please stand." 3 young black males stood up. The rest of them all just turned and looked at him like, "Are you crazy?" And I said, "See, they don't want to get even with all of us." And this white woman just looked so she was so happy to hear that. And I said, "Now, let's be honest about this. Will every black person in this room who wants to get even with 1 or 2 white people, please stand?" They all stood up shouting and yelling and high-fiving one another and just tickled to death. And at this point, the white woman began to look really anxious again. I said, "See, they don't want to get even with all of us. But if you want to be happy and comfortable in the future, here's what you do. Don't behave in a way that makes them want to get, don't you be one of the two they want to get even with. Don't be the 1 or 2 they want to get even with. All you have to do is change your behaviors." And I said, "Does that make sense?" And the black said, "Yeah, that makes sense." And the white folks looked like, "Oh." And then somebody always says, "Well, I follow the golden rule." And I say, "You do? Well, isn't that interesting? You see, I don't. I follow the platinum rule. The golden rule says, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. In other words, treat people the way you want to be treated. I don't think I have the right to treat you, a tall black male, the way I want to be treated. I'll bet you if we got on an airplane together and I had a piece of luggage to put in the overhead rack, that you would say to me, 'Can I put that up for you?' And I'd say, 'Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.' On the other hand, if you had a piece of luggage that had to go in the overhead rack and I said to you, 'Can I put that up for you, Sonny?' What would you say?" You'd say, "Hell no, I can do it myself." I don't think, I know that, I'm not a fool. I don't think that every person on earth wants to be treated the way I want to be treated. I have to ask people how they want to be treated. I have to listen to their answer. And then if what they ask me to do isn't indecent, illegal, or immoral, I have to do it. But that means we have to communicate with one another. But as long as you say you're practicing the golden rule, you don't have to communicate with one another. And you know, and I know, that we white people do not treat people of color the way we want to be treated.
I agree. Do you think a black male, a black female could do what you do?
No. You know they couldn't. They'd run you out of town on a rail. Or they'd shoot you. No. I know exactly why I can do what I do. I can do it because the first place, when I first started, I could do it because I was white and I was shocking. And that was in the time of the civil rights movement. Then later on, I was seen as kind of scary because I'm not afraid of anything anymore. Now they listen to me because I'm old and white and female and scary. And I can get away with it. I can say these things and get paid to do it. Black women dare not say these things. And their black sons dare not say these things if they want to continue to live. And you know that as well as I do. And that's
I do. I do.
Rape.
I just threw that out there. I just threw that out
I know
out
you
there.
Did. Just... I know you just wanted to help white people hear it.